Today's prayer election focus are the California state officials. So, Lord, we just lift up each of the executive branch that oversees multiple departments and resources and divisions. We thank you that you provided a hierarchy of each of their names and how the tiers work and who's under each one and what their names are for each position. So we lift up the top tier to you, Lord, the superintendent of public education, the insurance commissioner, the secretary of state, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, the state controller, the state treasurer, and the state board of equalization. And all those underneath them, we pray, God, that they will be led by your Holy Spirit. God, that they would be led by divine wisdom, that you would oversee their decisions with good counsel from others who would help them see the truth, and the truth would set them free, that they would be on a place that would bring peace and health and safety to our state, that we won't be looked at as the bad kid on the block, but as the one changing and providing goods for other people throughout the country. We pray, God, for those positions that are up for election and those that will be changed due to retirement or resignation or other reasons. We pray they would be filled with godly people who will help bring higher standards to our state. Father God, we pray for each of them. We pray that you would grant them grace to face their unique challenges regarding secure voting measures, political unrest, budgetary and financial crisis that we are facing in our state, law enforcement, the fentanyl crisis, illegal immigration, cartel increase, the homeless situation throughout our state, the house insurance closures due to fires, house prices, and so much more. We pray, Father, that for these people, that you will help us as a body of believers to lift up their names and not complain about their changes. We've seen bills passed this year that make us want to throw up, and others, well, they're a little bit of improvement. We pray more of the ones that will help decrease lawlessness and be able to enforce the law and have greater respect will increase. We pray, God, for healthy solutions that will not create more budgetary issues and put too much money on the administrative side, but really get it out to the streets and the people that are walking and dealing with it head on, that it would help the very people, the housing, the fires, the emergency responders, the police departments, the hospital situation, the medical issues that we face as a state. We have so many things, and we know where we're a very expensive state, the gas prices. So Father, again, just pray that you would change from within, that there would be such a transformation, such a shaking from within, that the people that end up on the top would be those that you want at such a time as this to help bring good things to the rest of our country. We know we produce quite a bit of the farming. We pray, God, you would bless the farmers, bless the farmlands, bless our state, despite the things, and we repent on behalf of it for all the things that it has done wrong, and pray, God, that you would bring revival. Oftentimes it started here, and we pray you would continue to do it. We know, God, California will be saved, and even the state officials, in Jesus' name.